This is Ahmed Al-Qud dictating for Dr. Tamam Mohammed. Date of service is January 22nd, 2013. Primary care physician, none. Patient name is Demetrius, D-E-M-E-T-R-I-U-S, Warren, W-A-R-R-E-N. Date of birth is 12/04/1981. Next paragraph, cardiological note. Next paragraph, reason for visit is follow-up. Next paragraph. Dear colleagues, we had the pleasure of seeing Mr. Warren in our cardiology clinic today. He's a very pleasant 30-year-old African-American male with a past medical history significant for non-ischemic cardiomyopathy, morbidity, obesity, and hypertension with ejection fraction 15% to 30%. He is status post-cardiac for defibrillator placement in the mid of 2010 by Dr. Siddiqui. Next paragraph from today's visit, patient complains of shortness with exertion and whenever he goes up the stairs or walk any short distance. Patient does not complain of any headache, change of vision, chest pain, or any lower extremity claudication with exertion. Patient state also he has some knee pain, and that's we'd like to see his primary care. We recommend to see his primary care physician for this complaint. Other than that, patient is complying with all medication. He didn't stop smoking, and he followed all the
catheter into the right atrium, okay. A needle to go across the septum.
All the directions of his doctor. Next paragraph, past medical history significant for one, non-ischemic cardiomyopathy, number two, congenital heart failure, number three, obesity, number four, hypertension, number five, ICD placement in 2010. Next paragraph, past surgical history significant for number one, ICD placement 2010, number two, left heart catheterization done on October 23rd, 2007. Next paragraph, social history. The patient does not smoke cigarettes, but he admits drinking alcohol and occasionally, but denies any illicit drug abuse. Next paragraph, family history positive for coronary disease in the patient's uncle and grandfather. Next paragraph, allergies, patient had no known drug allergies. Next paragraph, current medication. Number one, hydralazine 50 milligrams TID. Number two, Coric 25 milligram TID. Number three, enalapril 20 milligrams QD. Number four, Lasix 40 milligrams TID. Number five, aldactone 25 milligram QD. Number six, Imidur 30 milligrams BID. Next paragraph, physical examination. Today's visit, patient vials were as follow. Blood pressure is 128/74. Pulse is 81. Weight 323 pounds. Height is 5 feet and 8 inches. Please copy normal tablets. Next paragraph. Diagnostic investigation. Renal vascular ultrasound study was done on April 21st, 2012, which showed number one, asymmetric right left kidney size with the right kidney appearing larger in size. Number two, right and left renal aortic less than 3.5. Number three, aorta appeared near normal in size and no evidence of aneurysm. And number four, SMA within normal limits. Next paragraph. 2D cardiogram. Then on May 24th, 2011, showed a mild concentric left ventricular hypertrophy. Overall, left ventricle systolic function normal with normal ejection fraction between 50 to 55%. And diastolic filling pattern normal were normal for the age of the patient. We ordered the 2D to be repeat on January 29th and to be follow up with the results for the within 2 weeks, within 1 month after the procedure is done, which is due to his shortness of breath. It goes on. Next paragraph, bilateral renal ultra arterial Doppler study was done on February 20, 2009. Normal abdominal aortic size and velocity, normal kidney size bilaterally. There was evidence by the Doppler study of possible mild to moderate left renal arterial stenosis in the distal portion. Recommended further workup by CTA or angiography in the future to evaluate the left renal artery. Next paragraph, cardiac catheterization on October 23, 2007 by different operators shows a non-ischemic cardiomyopathy and obstructive coronary artery disease, ejection fraction 15% to 25%. Next paragraph, renal angiogram / abdominal aortogram on January 13, 2010, a normal renal arteries and bilaterally. Next paragraph, pharmacogenomics was done on February 7, 2012, which shows a normal metabolizer for DST CYP2C19, a normal metabolizer for CYP453A4, intermediate metabolizer for CYP453A5, normal warfarin metabolizer for DST CYP2C9, low warfarin sensitivity G/G4DST-VKORC1. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Number one, for shortness of breath, the patient does not have shortness of breath when he walks for like about 20 steps. The patient get shortness of breath when he walks for about 20 steps or go up the stairs. He is NYHA functional class number 3. The patient has a history of non-ischemic cardiomyopathy and he has ejection fraction has been fluctuating from 15 to 20 to 50%. Right now, the patient is asymptomatic. is symptomatic. So we have ordered a new echocardiogram because the previous echocardiogram was done in 2011. Ventilation fraction 50%. In the meanwhile, we have advised him to adhere to his current medication regimen, and we will follow up with the patient after a period of 4 weeks to go over the test results. From December 11, 2012, page 4, please copy it from assessment and plan number 2, number 3, number 4, number 5. Next paragraph. Thank you for allowing us to proceed with the care of Mr. Demetrius Warren. Our phone number has been provided to call with any question or concern. We will see him back in 1 month. In the meanwhile, he is instructed to find a primary care physician and follow him. Sincerely, Ahmed Maqbool, HMAD, MAQBL, medical students, dictating for Dr. Tamam Mohammed with all board certifications. End of dictation.